Hundreds of men, women and children watched as the Awil women and the Juba superstars squared off in the first match of the South Sudan Women's Football League on Saturday at Bulug Playground in Juba. The superstars beat the Awil women by 2-0, with Susie Michael scoring the first goal of the league before Emanuela Satiro doubled for the hosts in the 70th minute of the second half. In the second round of games on Sunday, Bentiu United won 1-0 against Kwajok women. Yei Joint Stars won 3-0 against the Yambio women in Yambio, and the hosts Torit women thrashed the Wah women 8-0. Torit tops the table on goal difference after the first round. Yei is in second place and the Wah women are at the bottom of the table. Francis Amin, president of the South Sudan Football Association, says what had been a long uphill battle has finally turned out to be a dream come true.
Today is a historic day in South Sudan. We have registered for the first ever South Sudan League, and which is recognized in the system by the FIFA. We have made it today, and congratulations to the whole team. We have started the beginning with the training of the coaches, administration, and now we have kicked off the league. The next, we are going to receive the coach for the national team.
Uganda national Jean Sinende is a Confederation of African Football, or CAF, consultant on women's football, who has been hired by the South Sudan Football Association to provide technical guidance. She says launching the league gives hope to many young women across South Sudan and for women's football in the region.
Because if we don't start, then we'll never see where we can improve. So we've started the matches. Now, every match, hopefully, we can work with the coaches who we trained in January so that we can help them on how to improve with also their game plan, technically, tactically, mentoring them so that they can transfer that onto the girls that they are training. So in January, we trained over 90 coaches in our strategy.
With those 90 coaches, Sinende says the strategy is to have them teach players across the country to develop the women's league. On February 10th, the SSFA appointed South African national Shelene Boisen as South Sudan's first female head coach of the Bright Starlets, the senior women's national football team. South Sudan's men's team is the Bright Stars. Sinende says the league will be key for FIFA's licensed coach to watch, identify talented players, and determine where the South Sudan's women's team can improve. Boisen, who holds a CAF A license, recently served as performance analyst for South Africa's team at the 2020 COSAFA Women's Championship. She is expected to arrive in Juba later this week to head up the Bright Starlets. Sinende says the league is creating a platform for many young girls in South Sudan to exercise their talent. She says she would like to see South Sudanese women's teams become the best in East Africa. Before she was a football consultant, Sinende played in England in the FA Women's National League for Queen's Park Rangers and Crystal Palace. She also played for the Charlton Athletic Women's Club and the London Phoenix Ladies FC. She says all South Sudanese, including parents, guardians, and men, should support girls and give them the opportunity to showcase their talent instead of marrying them off at a young age.
You could see from the talent and the fans who came here today, even when they were not allowed to, that the desire is there to support women's football. Now we hope we can continue changing the mindsets and the perceptions of everybody, that women can do much more than just stay at home, get pregnant, get married off. I think we need to change that perceptions, because from my own story, it shows that you can be a player, you can be an administrator. There is so much more than just the game.
South Sudan's culture, youth and sports minister Dr. Albino Ball says the Women's League is important because it encourages South Sudanese from various communities to interact with each other.
Peace cannot be achieved if we are not socializing among ourselves. Socialization among our tribes through a peaceful coexistence is what will bring peace. And sport is one of the social activity that can bring peace to the whole nation in a very simple way. So I want to thank the FIFA and the CAF and the Football Association of South Sudan and the leadership of Francis Amin for coming up with this great event.
The league has 8 football clubs: the Juba Superstars, the Ye Joint Stars, the Yambia Women FC, the Awilo Women, Kwajok Women, the Wa Women, the Torit Women, and Bentiu United. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Juba.